Today is the World Day Against Child Labor. The aim of the day is to focus attention on the global extent of child labor and action to eliminate it. Lydia O'Kane spoke to Patrick Quinn from the International Labor Organization, who told her more about the day and the theme for this year.
We've had now, on a number of years, the World Day Against Child Labor celebrated every June, and it's an attempt, really, to focus international attention on the problem of child labor, children who, for the most part, have very little access or no access to education and who are forced to work in order to sustain and help family incomes. And the day is part of a broad international advocacy effort aimed at raising awareness of the scale of the problem and the responses required to deal with the problem.
Now, this year you're highlighting a particular theme. You're looking at the situation of girls. What can you tell us about that?
Well, we're highlighting the theme this year because girls are particularly vulnerable to child labour in many different ways, and there are special risks facing girls in child labour. There's almost half of all child labourers are girls, and in addition to the normal child labour we see in many countries around the world, girls face particular problems. Girls are doubly disadvantaged in many settings because they carry the burden of household chores and combine that very often with economic activity. Girls are disadvantaged in terms of access to education. And girls very often are working in hidden work situations, such as in child domestic work, working in households, and the labour is very often not exposed to the outside world. And girls in those situations can be at particular risk. So we're highlighting this year a number of these particular issues surrounding the involvement of girls in child labour.